Crisis Audio presents What the Bible Says About Marriage, read for you by Jill Schellebarger and Kelly Ryan Dolan.
Introduction. From the Garden of Eden to the Bride of Christ, marriage seems to have been on the mind of God from beginning to end. No other human relationship is quite like that found in the special covenant between a husband and a wife. Marriage may be losing popularity and divorce rampant in the modern world, but marriage will never fade away. This is because marriage provides oneness with another person, an experience that cannot be duplicated. As humans, we will always yearn for this kind of wholeness and unity. As you listen to this CD, may you grow in your understanding of the responsibilities, difficulties, and blessings involved in this sacred institution. God places a high value on marriage, and so should we. One and only. God could have stopped after he made Adam, but his creative work was not finished. Listen to the account of God's creation of a proper companion for Adam.
God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion." So God formed from the dirt of the ground all the animals of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals, but he didn't find a suitable companion. God put the man into a deep...